This recording begins with the current version of the shir, continues on with a quick review of the shir, and then moves on to the last cycle of the Daf Yomi for the previous version of the shir, which of course has different people involved, a different ambience. You may want to hear both of them and use the second one as a chazar. You may actually prefer the previous cycle to this one's. Today's Daf is Horayot Daf Gimel. So yesterday, we learned that at least according to the way Shmuel was quoted by Rav Yehuda, that our Mishnah that says that a Yochid is considered never to be responsible if he's being Semech on a Psak of Beit Din is a Dat Yachid, and it's going Alib Rav Yehuda. But the Chachomim actually argue, and they hold that a Miut, even that does appear at Beit Din, is definitely Chayiv. So that the Mishnah would be Shaloki Hilchata. We got up to, one line up from the bottom, and in order to be, to support the contention of Shmuel, that there was a machlokas about whether miut is chayev or not, we brought two brightot. So one of the brightot is based on the pasuk of nefesh achat techetev, there being three miutim in that word, nefesh, achat, and the last din of Asota. And from Asota, we learned out that Dafka, if he's Eisa al Pi Atzmo, but not if he's Eisa al Pi Beidin. But there was another brighter that said that apparently a miut is chayev, and wanted to learn out that a rove would be at least chayev where it was not a case of Hira'ah. So we assumed yesterday that the brighter that started all this off, with Shloisha Miyutim, that brighter was going Aliva, the Shita now, of Rebbe Yehuda, and that was that there was a Yochid Sha'isa al Pior Ad Beidinis Potter, and that the other brighter of Adayan and Yomer was going Aliva the Rabbana. The problem is that the brighter never said any Mandi Omer. There were just two brighter. So today the Gemara wants to know what makes you think that the brightot are the way you suggest. Mimai, the Kamaita Rebbe Yehuda. Who is to say that the brighter that has the three miyutim is the brighter of Rebbe Yehuda? And the batraita, the second brighter that starts off with Vadayin Ani Omer, that's going on Libra the Rabbanon. Maybe it's the other way around. Why are you so sure that it's the Dat Yachid? That's because Man Shamat Le Dorish Miyutik Yagan. Tell me, where did you hear that before? Where did you hear an approach where we take each word in a pasuk and we apply each one of them as a separate miut? It's always Rebbe Yehuda. The Tanya Rebbe Yehuda Omer, Zot Torat Ha'ola, He Ha'ola. Those are three miutim. And from each one of them, Zot is a miut, He is a miut, Ha'ola is a miut. So we learn out over there, Prat L'Nishkata Balayla, Prat L'Nishpach Adam, and Prat L'Yotze. But in any event, that system, where normally maybe we would have gotten into questions of miut achar miut, that it's a riboy, that approach is Rebbe Yehuda. The darshan separately miut. So Mamela, it makes sense to say that the brighter that we had over here, that was Derish, the miutim of Asota, in exactly this fashion, is Rebbe Yehuda. V'ibayitema, or if you're not really into text analysis like that, then I'm giving you another explanation. The brighter that begins with the words Adayin Ani Omer, because it doesn't really begin with those words, but that's the point at which we brought it in, that was Nogea Us. The Adayin Ani Omer part can't be going like Rebbe Yehuda, for another reason. There lo machit mukbalak Rebbe Yehuda, why? Because over there, it brings, although it's just, as far as we're concerned, it's a tangential issue. But now we need to focus on it because it happens to be a tangential issue that Rebbe Yehuda couldn't have agreed to, and therefore can't be his words. Because we've been focusing entirely on one question, and that's the question of what is the relationship of the individual responsibility to a case where there's a psak of the Beis Din HaGadol. Okay, fine. We said that's about what. We don't know who says what. Well, I'll show you that there's another point that's mentioned in that second brayta that can't possibly be reviewed. It has to be going on Libra de Rabbanu. What is that? Over there, the lashon is that Rov Kahal Shechatu. So just tangentially, it brings in that over there, Beit Din would be maybe an Ayyidei Impar, right? That was the whole point of the brayta. So maybe since if there had been a mistake, Berov Abushigiat Mazeh. Maybe there are the very fact that there are Ma'apaters, fine. But meanwhile, did it say the words that if they would have done it, Bora'ad, that the Beit Din would have brought on them? Huh? Says those words? Then Rabbi Yehuda wouldn't agree. Because, E Rabbi Yehuda, Amat Sibo Hudamaite, Beit Din Lo. We'll see later on, there's a major machloket about who is responsible for the Par HaElem Davar. Is it the Tzibor itself, that is to say the Beit Din of that Shevet, or is it the Beit Din HaGadol b'Yerushalayim? Rabbi Yehuda's Shita is, the Tzan Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Shiva Shvatim Shechatu. This doesn't mean only Shvatim, in other words, even if you have Shiva Shvatim, and they're rove of the Tzibor, out of 12. Nonetheless, they are Mevi'im Shiva Parim, and the responsibility does not now accrue to the Beit Din HaGadol b'Yerushalayim. So in other words, even though that's not the main point of the Braita has exposed its hand. Because meanwhile, it's let you know about it. It couldn't be Rabbi Yehuda would have said those words. He would have put it differently. He would have said it's a Tzibor's responsibility. Since it says it's the Beit Din's responsibility, it's not Rabbi Yehuda. What are you making a face?
The Beit Din is local?
No, Tzibor is local. Beit Din is the Beit Din HaGadol. And since over it says, Beit Din Mevin Ayudayim, it can't be Rabbi Yehuda, because he says, Badafka, no, it's a Din in Otor Sheva.
It's still brought by that Sheva, does it?
Yes, of course, but it's a different basis. We saw yesterday, if there's two different words. Kol Adat Yisrael HaKahal. There's two different things. These are code words in Horiot. We wouldn't know exactly what this meant. It wouldn't be a bit out here. In Horiot, it has different meanings than we're very specific in the way we're using these words. This is in Mishnah later on. Okay, so this now was Rabbi Yehuda's, not to be mixed up with Rabbi Yehuda the Tana. This was Rabbi Yehuda's quote of Shmuel. Now, Rabbi Nachman quotes Shmuel a different way. So again, according to Rabbi Yehuda's quote of Shmuel, our mission is going Aliba to Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabban and Rechelik. The raya that there is such a machlokas we bring from these two braitot, one going Aliba to Rabbi Yehuda, one going Aliba to Chachamim, as we've just established. However, there is a completely different approach, which quotes Shmuel as well, and that's from Nachman. Rav Nachman quotes Shmuel as saying you should know that our Mishnah is not, because he is Rabbi Yehuda, our Mishnah is not the Rabbanan, it's Rabbi Meir. And again, this is a completely different machlokas. So this is a different Rabbi Meir. Avo Chachamim Omrim, Yachid Shasa Borat Beit Din Chayav. So here too, it's not La Halacha, because we go Aliba La Chachamim, but our Mishnah is not Rabbi Yehuda, it's Rabbi Meir. My Rabbi Meir, my Rabbanan, what is he, this machlokas that he's referring to? The Tanya. Horu the Asu. Suppose they're Mora and they did it. Now, we don't know who the they is. Is the they the Beit Din? Is the they that support? That we're going to see. So they were Mora Halacha and they did it. Rabbi Meir says, well, they don't have to bring a korban. And the Chachamim are Mechayev the korban. Now, who are we talking about? They. Who is the they? So Man Asu. Elema Beit Din. So Beit Din were the ones who did the sin. The Rabbanan of Mechayev, a par halam dover shal tzibor on the Beit Din who did the Maisa? My time of Beit Din and Mechayev, it's a beferish of Brighton. We learn that from a posik that Yochel Horu Beit Din ve'asu Beit Din. Yochel Yuchayabi. You might think that if Beit Din were the ones who were Osa, not the tzibor, so they were Meira for themselves, and they were Isa. So that is similar to what case? The par of the Kohen Mashiach. That's the way in which he becomes Chayev in his car. So he's Chayev if he gives a Hayrah, and he now is the one who is Chayev. So you might think the par Halam Dover Shel Tzibor is the same halacha. If they make a Hayrah and they're Chayev, so then they bring a car. So maybe you'd be Chayev Talmud Lomar. Therefore, the Torah goes out and says, no. There's two different things. It's Ne'alam Davar Minei Kahal. But it's now the Asiya HaKahal V'yasu. So it's Kol Adat Yisrael V'Ne'alam is the Mekor of the Ne'alam in HaKahal. But the Yasu is that the Kahal is the Yasu. So you see that the Maaseh is Talui in the Kahal. The Hora'ah is Talui in Kol Adat Yisrael Nishgishgu. The Pasuk is using different words to establish the different parts of the Chiyah. Don't think that we're talking about the Beit Din. They were the ones who were Chayteh. They weren't. the ones who were chayiv. So it can't be talking about they as the Beidin being the ones who were asur, because how would anybody argue on this? We don't find that there's a machloket about the drosh in this pasuk. It's quite clear. Ela, the case is like this, that Bezdin was Meiran and Rov of the Tzibur did. So how can we erase in your potter? I mean, that's what the pasuk is talking about. The pasuk is talking about a case where Bezdin makes a mistake, Rov of the Tzibur does not be Bezdin. You tell me Rabbi Meir says that then you're potter. So when are you chayiv? That's the only time that we're talking about that you're chayiv. So my time, Rabbi Meir poter. So that can't be the meaning of this braita either. Ella, the only way to read the braita is like this. Ella lab, horu beidin, and miuta kahal. What's doing it? That's the pshat of the asu, but asu miut. Now the question is the miut chayiv or not? Ah, that's exactly the issue we've been talking about. That's the shayla. Our Mishnah says the miut is patur because they were talui on orat beidin. And this is the machlokas welcome here for the Mar Savar Yachicha Sabor Adbeidit Patur, like our Mishnah, and that's Rabbi Meir, which makes a great deal of sense. The Stab Mishnah was Rabbi Meir. And Mar Savar Yachicha Sabor Adbeidin is Chayav. And therefore, they say, they argue over here that V'chachomim Mechayvim, meaning Mechayvim the Yechidim over Oysa, so that it's not the Liba the Tzak of our Mishnah. Rav Papa says, where do you see that from? Why can't we learn like this? Omer Rav Papa. We could say that Kuleyam Yachicha Saborat Beidin Patur. And that's not what it's referring to over here in the Machlokas Rabbi Meir and Lechachomim. Ella, the question over here is something entirely different. Suppose you had 50% of the population, so it was evenly split. Now the Beidin themselves also are chayiv. They said their own psak. Can they be mashlim that it should be not 51% of the population over the rov or not? And that's the question. Beidin mashlim. L'rov tzibur kam yiflegev. Mar sever beidin mashlim. So in that case, if the beidin now is mashlim, does the rechachamim or mechayvim to bring a parah on davash of tzibur, because this is the case that Sarah was referring to, of rov tzibur, and Rabbi Meir says, no, you're potter, because ain beidin mashlim, l'rov tzibur. But according to this pshat, there is no machloket about miut sha'asu al pi hora'at beidin. So I don't see why do you have to make our Mishnah a das yachid. The ibayit ema, I'll give you another even explanation of what the machloket is. I mean, there's lots of possibilities here, and you're creating a possibility that makes our Mishnah dat yachid. What for? We could say the point is like this. Bezdin was Meira. The Kahal was Oysa. So you're saying, how in the world in such a case would there be a Machokes? Man Chachamim Rabbi Shimon. The question over here is, does the Tzibur bring as well as a Beit Din? That's the question. So the Chachamim over here who say that you're Chayev, they're not talking about the Bezdin. Everybody agrees the Bezdin is Chayev. Obviously the Bezdin is Chayev because you have the Rov. That's the case. But the Mandi Omer who says over here that you're Potter means Potter, that Tzibur is Potter. Rabbi Shimon is saying that Tzibur brings separately so that the Bezdin of the Shevet brings in terms of the Tzibur. And then the Bezdin is also Maisi. That's Gufa, the Machlokas over here. So Rabbi Meir, he holds that indeed the Tzibur is Potter, because in a case where Shiva Shvatim are Chaytei, so we see later on the Mishnah of Feresh, Rabbi Meir says Shiva Shvatim, only Beit Din HaGadol is maybe. But Rabbi Shimon says, no, the Beit Din HaGadol is maybe, but so are the Shvatim. In which case, maybe this is that machloket. But nothing to do with a miut sha'asa al pi beit din. Everybody's made a miut sha'asa al pi beit din is what?
Individuals themselves are being the beis din of the tribe?
Yes, there's three levels. There's the yechidim, actually there's four levels. There's yechidim v'toch rov. There's yechidim who are miutim. There's the tzibor who are the shevet. And there's Hansel and the Bezdin of Shevet. And then there's the Bezdin, which is the Bezdin HaGadol of Yerushalayim. Each one of those needs to be defined according to three Mandi Amri over here. Four Mandi Amri passing. We'll see. There's a case where Shivash Vatim that are not Rov, and Shivash Vatim that are Rov. That, again, we'll discuss when we get to the Mishnah. So Beitin, in that case, would be my take, okay? So why make it in Machlok? You want another pshat? Give me another pshat. Vibraitayim, I'll give you another chat, maybe the Machlokas over here. I mean, remember, it's very open over here. You're looking for an explanation of the case. And the Braita was left open with the words they. We don't know what the they is. Now, good, so I'll give you another explanation of the they. Maybe it's talking about over here, the Machlokas is, where a Shevet was Oseh without Horat Beit Din of Yerushalayim, but a particular Shevet was Semech on the Horat of their own Beit Din. Of the Beit Din of the Shevet itself. So it was talking about Shevet Shaseh Ra'at Beit Dino, and maybe the Pshat over here, the Chachomim, who say in this case that the Chachomim are Mechayvim, that's Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda's Shita is that Shevet Shaseh Ra'at Beit Dino, Oto Shevet Chayav. There's another way of learning the Machlokas. You're trying to kill me. This is hard enough. Let's not make it harder.
In the last cycle, where we did the statistics, the individual against the staff.
Oh, I remember that.
This is actually quite a vivid analogy.
How do you like that? What? We woke you up 7.5 years ago on this dog.
Really?
Based on the question of, this is so much you. I remember it now also. And how could you fall asleep for this if this is the whole issue of the individual against the establishment?
So when you're cruising around on your motorcycle.
And how could, look what happened to you. Would you ever have thought on that motorcycle you'd be sitting here like an old man? I'm telling you, I think that's what we got to do. Viagra won't do it. A motorcycle. You just bring it in here.
You can start a collection.
Maybe the label would be enough, actually. Just put it on the Gemara. A Harley. All right, Richie, you'll try.
I'll try.
Okay, so maybe that's the Machlokas, whether an individual Shevet is high. You want another chat? I'll give you another chat. I can't get over it. You're made up your mind that it's a Machlokas about whether a Yochid who's a Miyad, that Senegon Bezer is Chayiv or not. I'm giving you so many alternatives. This is the one you have to pick. I'll give you another alternative. Of course, his Repapa loves the alternative. So, the Ibait Ema, you want another chat? How about this? You have a case where Chotu Shisha, where only 6 Shvatim were Chote, but those 6 Shvatim are the majority of the population. So now the question is, what do you do in the election? Do you go according to the Electoral College, or do you go according to the democracy? That's the issue. Popular vote. Because Yon Shechotu Shisha, Vein Rubo Shokal, or we can do it the other way. 6, he had 7 Shvatim, but they're not the robe of the population. And then, the question over here, the Matnita, I should say, is Reb Shimon ben Elazar. That's the Machlokas over here, is Reb Shimon ben Elazar. Omer Mishmo, the truth is, it's 2 Shitas in Rebbe Meir's. He was talking about Mishmo's Rebbe Meir. But we're calling that a Machloket. So the Aliva, the Shita of Reb Shimon ben Elazar, Rebbe Meir, if Chatu Shisha ben Ruba Shokal, or Shiva Avapisha in Ruba Shokal, that's enough to be Mechayev. That's what Va'asu means. I mean, because Va'asu can mean anything. So Va'asu means one of these 2 cases. Okay? So Machlokas over here, Rabbi Meir, according to the way we have Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi Meir, only Rabbi Shimon Elazar is Rabbi Meir. Nothing to do with Miut Sha'asa. This is fun. Okay, so we have a lot of different issues over here, which the Gemara beautifully manages to bring up in this sneaky way, just through an analysis of who the Mishnah is going according to. Meanwhile, we managed to go through all of the various issues throughout the entire parak. So it's going to get a little intense in terms of the density of the data, but it's clear what's happening over here. Well, we're going to talk about the dying of mourning in a minute. Exactly what the Gemara is now interested in. Oh, excellent. We're all going to be, and obviously we have to supply everyone with their own iPhone in order that now they have an application for the iPhone. They just came in. New application that is reports if you're sick. So that way the national reports the National Health Institute, they can keep now epidemiological data, flu outbreaks and so on. So the iPhone lets them know if you're sick.
never had a big brother before.
You stop epidemics.
Yes. How do they do it? They have an algorithm that analyzes the differences in the way people use their phone when they're ill and when they're well.
The iPhone detects
it.
That's a higher
So now they can certainly detect if he's dead. Omar Abbasi. Now, one thing you have to know is that when we're talking about Rov HaTzibur over here, it does not include Borough Park. So, it's an amazing mark, really. They don't count. Because Bo Ra'ah, to determine whether Rov HaTzibur was us, you only consider Rov Yoshvei Eretz Yisrael. How do we know that? Shenema, Vayad Shilomo Ba'et Hayet HaChag V'chol Yisrael Imo, Kahal Gadol Milavo Chamat, Ad Nachal Mitzrayim, Bifnei Hashem Elokeinu, Shivat Yamim, V'Shivat Yamim, Arba Asar Yom Nalok. If you write Kol Yisrael Imo, Kahal Gadol Milavo Chamat Ad Nachal Mitzrayim, it's coming to tell me what. So therefore, it must be coming to tell me, how do we measure Kahal? That word Kahal is a technical word that occurs in the dinim of Par Halamdova. So, I mean, there's some people who claim that they are the only Kahal. Comes on the puzzle to define who are the real Kahal are people that are living in Lavo Chamata Nacha Mitzrayim. But if they're living in Borough Park, so then they're not included. Shma minahani uda ikri Kahal. But anybody else, hanach lo ikri Kahal, they're not included in the census. Now, as far as our president's question, Pshita, if you start off with Merubi, and now Nitma'atu, so now some of the Merubim have died. And at this point, the Miyut is now becomes the Rov. So that means at the time that we're determining the Chiev, they're already a Miyut. Do they bring as a Tibur? They bring as a Miyut. So that is exactly the Machlokas Rabbi Shimon v'Rabbonan. Machlokas Rabbi Shimon v'Rabbonan concerns the two unusual cases where a Nasi, the Chiev of a Nasi is that he brings only a Sawyer, not a Seira or a Kiev. Or a Kohen, Mashiach, and a Kohen Mashiach only brings if he was Meira Hira and his Semach and his Hira. He does not bring if he has simply made a mistake like any other person. So he brings a par in that case. So they're very unique halacha. There's a machlokas over there between Rabbi Shimon and the Rabbanan as to what moment defines the korban that they bring. Is it the time at which they get the idea? So let's say they started off as a regular guy. He was a Kohen Hedyot who would be Chayav HaKisper HaSeira. He was a regular guy and hadn't been made the Nasi. He would have been Chayav HaKisper HaSeira. Then they now appoint him to be the new Kohen Gadol, or the new Nasi. So then now he's Chayav HaKorb, and he finds out that he was Chayav. Does it go according to the Zman in which he was Chotei, or does it go according to the Zman in which he was appointed? So according to Rabbi Shimon, it goes according to the time in which his Neidaleh. Surprisingly, according to Rabbi Shimon, if it was Neidaleh after he was a Kohen Gadol, he's Pater completely. Later on, we'll see why. But it certainly doesn't go according to the Zman that he did the Chet. It goes according to the time of the Yediyah. So, no, he was commissioned. After he was commissioned. So now, that should be exactly the same thing as here. In other words, initially they were Chayev. The best and was Chayev for them. So they were the Merubim. And now they were Nitmata. So then that's the Pluk of Rabbi Shimon Rabbanan. The question is the other way around. Suppose they were Muatim and now Nitrabu. So suppose people died of the Miut now, of the Rov, and now the Miut becomes the Rov. What would be the din? Do we say that in that case also Rabbi Shimon and Rabbanan argue? So according to Rabbi Shimon says it goes according to the time you find out. That's the time which the korban is mechayev. The time that you found out, so it's a rov. So according to him, there would be a chiyuv because it's the rov of a par halamdova. Rabbanan, who go according to the zman of the chet, they would say, well, at that time was a miut. You put, oh no. What's the reason why this is different? Very simple. In the first case, when you did the chet, you were chayev a korban. The only question is, what korban? So now we're going to decide whether is it considered to be a time of a Sawyer or a par or a kisva v'seira. But in this case, there was no kiyuv of a korban at all because it was a miyut at the time. Would you go so far as to say that we instigate now the chiyuv of the korban, even though at the time there's no chiyuv of korban? Or, of course, it needs to be a chiyuv. Now the shaila is, the zman of the idea will tell you which korban to bring. And this is an entirely different issue. Says the Gemara, I mean, come off it, man. What sad is there to say that Rabbi Shimon would go according to now when you weren't chayav in the first place? The Tisbara, aim at a shaman to Rabbi Shimon. What did Rabbi Shimon say? Rabbi Shimon said that Ozal af batar yadiyim. You also follow the zman of the yadiyah, hechad av yadiyah v'kata'av b'chiyuv. So then you would be chayav according to the zman of the yadiyah. But if there's only a yadiyah, and that no chiyuv at the time of the chait. Did Rabbi Shimon ever say such a thing? That you would be chayuv? If he held that, so then why would he say that you're potter? Why would he say that the kohen, who only is chayuv by Ra, is potter legamre? Why wouldn't he bring the same carbon he would bring now? Laitiki hashta. Yeah, well, the point is Rabbi Shimon requires both things. The chata and the idea has to be bechiyuv. So what are you trying, even considering for a moment that you will leave it, Rabbi Shimon, will be b'chayev, a paralim davar shel tzibur, when at the time of the Aveira there's no chiyuv? Nobody went that far. So this doesn't make any sense, even your question. Now, how about if horu beit din achelav is mut, okay? Comes along now the miut hakahal and does that. Beis din now has charot, and they realize they made a mistake. So they say, we made a wrong sign. Then they were chozer b'ham. And then they went back again, and they were mora again. Vohoru, vasu miyat acher, and now another miyat does alpi their hora'ah. And now, same hora'ah, and now put together we have a row. What is the din in this case? Normally, yidiot in between make a separate chet. So let's say an individual was b'chal shab. Then he found out it was shabbat. And then he's b'chal shabbos again and forgot. That yediyah is behind two separate rabbanim. If, however, he had forgotten with shabbos and he kept doing a malacha, so then he would only be chayav once, because it's the same shogeg. The problem over here is, this is a very profound issue, what is the chiyav of the Ra'az Beis Din? Is the chiyav of a par elam davar shel tzibur richi, is that chiyav the equivalent of the chiyav of the individual for his maisa, just that Beis Din takes that chiyav on itself? In which case, a yediyah in between is always a machalik. You can't put together two separate things, and therefore there never was the par elam davar shel tzibur chiyav, because we never had rov at tzibur doing al pi a particular hora'ah. Or is it a completely new halacha? It's not that I'm responsible for the particular hora that ends up. It's just I am responsible for what happens to a tzibur based on my own. Who's to say that a yediya in between makes it afkamina to the ones who are being aisa?
It's on the issuing of the hora.
So it's not on the issuing of the hora. It's on the asiya that is based on my hora. So what's an afkamina if it's a one hora, two hora, 100 hora? What's the difference? Bottom line is, this hora led to a rov of the tzibur. The fact that you knew in between is irrelevant because it's not your hate. It's a tzibur state that you caused. So what's an afkamina? How many times you caused it? The time period is not the issue. Everybody was semich on the era of this Beis Din. She's saying, but this Beis Din knew in between. So what?
But they didn't issue a
statement. They issued. So what?
And still people are doing...
But I'm... Beis Din said it's mutter. I look at the latest psak. I go on the internet. It says Beis Din says this mutter. I do it. And what's the problem?
What internet?
Okay, I'm a little behind the time.
Well, they know if I'm sick.
Good. So that's the question over here. So what do we do? Do we say in such a case, given the shtei yediyot in olomitztarev, do we compare it to the din of yediyos of a yachid, and we view the Beis Din's responsibility for the hira, so that the shogeg was the hira itself, in which case here it's two separate shogegs, so it's not mitztarev. Oh, Dilma, do we look at what the hira was to the tzibur? That's all that counts. Given the yediyot is chaylev, look, both was the same hira, mitztarev. Now, let us assume for a moment that, yes, that's the din, it's mitztarev. Imtin tzloma, given the yediyot, how about if there were two separate horas? One was the chelav agabe hakiva, and one was the chelav agabe hadakin. which are analyzed from two completely different psukim, actually, remarkably, that's awesome. And they made a mistake, two separate mistakes, two separate hora'ot. Are those two separate hora'ot mitztarev? Or do we say that over there, it's a different maisa? Or do we say, but l'maisa? People were semech on bezden to eat chela. If the ta'ut is not the specific ta'ut, but rather it's the overall issur that we're referring to. The overall issur is the same issur. There's no two separate lavim in the Torah. One for chelav agabe adakin and one for chelav agabe akeva. It's the same issur karet. Even though we learn it out from different psukim, the ribuy, but it's all the same korban. So memela, do we say, listen, yachabadek, even the betrayed kroik ate, but it's two separate psukim. So how can you read it as the same ora? So it's not mitzvah. Oh, Dilma, or do we even say, but why is that the issue? The issue is the responsibility for the tzibur's achilas chelev. Tzibur ate chelev, therefore they should be high of the beitin. So do we say, kivan didi v'chelev u'mitztarev, or not? Now, let's assume for a moment that even that would be mitztarev. How about if there were two separate piskei halachas, one about chelev and one about dan? So both of those are chiyuv karei. Miut eats chelev, miut eats dan. I mean, over here, vada the trei yisurin nina. And there's even a gear that makes it even worse. Kivan she'en yisurin shava. I mean, they're not even the same because dan is aser whether you're eating a behema or a chaya. You're not allowed to eat dan. Chelev is only aser if you're eating a behema, but the chelev of a chaya, which isn't korva agave mizbeach, is kosher. So, I mean, they're not even similar isurim. They relate to each other, but I mean, whether it's not going to be mitztarev. Or do we say, but does that really matter? They were meira heira on something that would have been mechayev the yochid, a carbon chatas. It's their responsibility to take over that carbon chatas. It's the same carbon chatas. So they are responsible to bring that carbon. But Tznafkamina, how many different ways they were machshel the tzibu. Put it all together. They screwed up big time. That's how to look at it. That role of the tzibur that ended up being chayav achatas. Now, let's assume for a moment that even that would be mitztarev. Im tein tzaloma. That kivan de karbanam shava mitztarev. How about miut b'chelev and miut b'avodat kochavim? Ah, over there, there's two completely different karbanas. Because the par alam davar shel tzibur is a par for a chatat that comes on all isurim that you're chayav, of course, except for, or lota said it, you're chayav, of course, except for avodah zara. But if it was avodah zara, then the par becomes an ola, and the desoyer is a chata. So now it's a whole different carbon, and it's a whole different carbon for the yachid. Because the yachid would have brought a kisper for zira on a normal carbon, and here he brings a soyer. So what do you say about that? He brings an ace? Now what do you say about that? So mau hoka vada eni surin shava vein carbon an shava. It's a whole different type of iser, and it's a whole different type of carbon. Or do we say the Beis Din Chiyuv is for being machshil rov of the tzibur and iser karet? What's the difference? What iser karet? They destroyed rov of the tzibur. They destroyed rov of the tzibur. That they have to take responsibility. That's what they did. Who cares how many different ways they destroyed rov of the tzibur? So they're chayim. Now the kivet the idividi karetu mitztarev teku. All of the above questions, unless you hold, of course, the imtim tzalomah, the Rambam Paskins, every one up till the last one, is a take.
These are all
Rav Papa. Iboilu? Why?
No.
This is all Iboilu. Not Rav Papa. Iboilu. Further question. So you see, we're getting into all of the fundamental issues of how to view the interrelationship of the Beit Din with the Tzibur. From top to bottom, all within a couple of pages. Iboilu. How about Aru Beit Din Shechelev Mutar? And now the Mirta Kahal does that. And now the Beit Din dies. Comes along another Beit Din and they say the same thing. So they were mate, Oto Beit Din. Now another Beit Din comes up and they again give Aira. And now again Miut does it. And now you have Miut, the Miut equals Ro. So what's the over here? So, first of all, I'll leave it a Mandi Amar Beit Din Maite Loti Barilacha. I'll let them. I mean, look, if you hold like the Mandi Amar who holds that the Chiev is personally on the Beit Din, I mean, what are you going to discuss? They're not here to bring. So that's not the question. But Kiti Barilacha, I'll leave it a Mandi Amar Tzibur Maite. Now, the Tzibur doesn't die by definition. A Tzibur is an idea. So if the Tzibur is Maite, so then, what's an afkamino? How many different Torah oat from how many different but they didn't? The bottom line is, Rov of the Tzibur was chayte al pi a psak of the Beit Din, and in that case the Tzibur is mukhuyev. So that tzibur hakoy, the tzibur is around, and therefore, who cares who the individual members of the Beit Din are? Odilma, or maybe the pshat is that you require the yediyah of the same Beit Din that was moreh. Because over here, what's going to happen? The Beit Din has harata and says, no, we made a mistake. So what do you mean? You say you made a mistake. How do we know that the first Beis Din would have said they made a mistake? So how can the mistake of this Beis Din be mechayev us to be mitzarei if the miyut of Rosh Hashanah be that Beis Din? That Beis Din didn't say it made a mistake. In which case, you don't have now that particular hora'ah.
Is there any kind of time limit to this?
No.
That's
the machlokes later on, whether it's a personal chiyuv on the Beit Din or whether it's a din in the tzibur. Let's wait till we get that to that machloket. Now, Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Yonatan, I got a bigger chiddush for you. My chiddush is like this. The Beit Din is not, as our president suggested, a concept that is the 71 people that are Meira. Any person, individual, who gave this Hayrah together with this Beit Din, and were there at the time, they're all responsible, individually. So if there were 100 people, Shiyashvul Arad, you should know that you need to have Kol Adat Yisrael. And they at that point become Kol Adat Yisrael. It is not defined by the technical definition of the Beit Din. It's defined by those who are there at the time who are being moreh. And since it says Kol Adat Yisrael, you need Achioru Kulam. It has to be a unanimous decision. Shinema V'im Kol Adat Yisrael Yishgu, Achi Yishgu Kulam. Because, I mean, why in this case is the Torah Makbid on Kol? All over Kol HaTorah Kula, we go according to the majority. And all of a sudden over here it says Kol. Why would it say Kol? So since the Kol HaTorah Kula came along the Ruba Kukula, and Ach HaKtiv Kol HaIda. So, I mean, once you're saying Kol HaIda, who's to say that it would be defined by anything less than whoever's there? So if that's the case, all the kachafilu ain't me'ah.
Are we talking
about
just the
Sanhedrin
Gadol?
More people came and were Yoshev. Maybe they were mala until they were even on the din. You know, even though you don't really increase it, but the Talmidim, my Yoshev, that are right loyal and so on, can also be.
How many votes is what? How many?
How many votes? How many were there that they were discussing?
Why is this a Raya Kameya? I'm not saying the whole 71 for the Raya.
We'll see later on in some Mechlech Zushan. Wait till we get to the end of this. Omer Ravuna, okay. So Kaimel Ruba Kula, so the male, even if it's me. So we don't follow the normal rules of Beit Din here. That's the point. Tanakh. Horu Beit Din Viada Echad Mehem Shetov. Hold on a second. The Mishnah talks about a case where the Beit Din does not agree. It talks about the case where one of them knows that you made a mistake. And it talks about whether that person who went ahead and was samech on Beis Din is potter because Beis Din is bringing. All of this is ridiculous, according to what you just said. If one of the people didn't agree, then the whole thing is potter. There's no din apar elam dovashal tzibur. But how can you say something that is so obviously wrong that the whole Mishnah falls apart if what you're saying is true? So it says over there, Yada Echad Mehem Shetov. Or a Talmud is Rei Loi Ro, B'holach V'yasa Al Piyem, Ben Shasu V'asa Imahem, Ben Shasu V'asa Achrayem, Ben Shalo Asu V'asa, Rei Zechayev, Mipnei Shalot Ta'av Beit Din. Okay, but only that guy is Chayev, but everybody else that was Talmud Beit Din is Potter. According to you, there's no Din of Paron Davishon Tzibur in a case where you don't have a unanimous, decision. So Hayu De Chayev, Acher is Potter. Now how do you explain that? Allah Nigmar Hira. Ooh. I'll tell you what shot over here is. They didn't argue. They were wimps. And when they took the vote, they just sort of put their heads to the side. No. So they counted the new as a vote. Okay, new. Here King Baruch show.
Can't abstain.
He sort of shrugged and he put his head down. All right, yes. So we'll count his vote too. I mean, he's not saying he disagrees. Kagonji here King. Now who had me in Baruch show? That guy. That wimp,
nod.
He went ahead and nodded.
He might have even been asleep.
Toshma, Horu Beit Din, suppose Beis Din was Moreh, and one of them knew that they were Toya. V'amarlem, and he tells them, Toinata, you're making a mistake. So in that case, and only in that case, where he makes a fuss about it and argues his opinion, there the halacha is that You don't have Kol Ha'ida and their Pater. But suppose he had just been quiet and he didn't have the Urdas of the Kulay, minority opinion, so then that would be considered to be Chayavim, and it's called Gomar Lo Hora'a Vamai Lo Horu Kula. I thought you were saying you need the entirety, not the majority. Nah, it means there's no such thing as abstention. Either you're agreeing or you're disagreeing. You're saying, I'm agreeing reluctantly. But that's what happened. Here, Kin Barosho. Mosif Rav Mesharshev. Rav Mesharshev asks from another Mekor. Samchu Rabotenu al Divrei Rav Shimon ben Gamliel v'al Divrei Rav Elazar ben Rabbi Tzadok. Remember, this is the story about Rebbe Binogea, the questions of Shem and Shel Akum and the Pas Akum, that was the whole sugya. So over there it says that since Rav Shimon ben Gamliel and Rav Elazar ben Tzadok said that Ein Gozrim Gezira al Tzibur Ela Im Kein Rov Tzibur Yochol La'amot Bo. And how do we know that it's defined you don't make a gezera unless most of the tzibur can indeed abide by that gezera? What's the makor? The Omer of Adar Bar Abba, you remember the beautiful makor that we brought for that, was Bameira Atem Ne'arim V'Oti Atem Kov'im. You go ahead, such idiots, you make Yisurim Min Rabbanan. So then you're makabel on yourself a koala, and then you don't keep your own Yisurim. Just to make things worse, Hagoy Kulo. Who's the Goy Kulo? Only where the entire Goy is able to be aimed in that Gezerah would you have a right to make such a takon. Now, the words Hagoy Kulo, doesn't that sound like Im Kol Adat Israel? And how is Hagoy Kulo defined? Rov HaTzibur Yochol La'amod Bo. So why isn't Kol Adat Israel defined by Rov Adat Israel? And we're saying Rubo Kekulo, don't give me this business that the Torah of yours mark, but I'm Kuloi. The word Kulo is Rubo. Rubo is Kekulo. That's what the point of Rov is. Tiyufta the Rabbanan and Tiyufta. Ah! So this whole thing was wrong. Wait a minute, but if the whole thing is wrong, so I don't explain that mission. He said the mission later on needed to be talking about that they went along. It's only if they argued. If they argued, what's the problem? You still made a majority opinion. So some Rishonim taina that ain't a chinami. As Yisrael was saying earlier, there's an afkamina between going so far as to adding and saying Kulay means whoever was there and saying that we're defining the best. Maybe that part was true, but the extension wasn't true. In fact, you didn't really have a riot from the puzzle. Okay? Could be there's another issue, but that we'll wait till we get to the Mishnah. Anyway, so Lamaisa, but then why does it say Kol Adat Yisrael? And then why mention it? Say Adat Yisrael? So my Kol Adat Yisrael, the Kamar Achmana. Hochi Ka'ama. Iika Kulam Havi Oiro. You need to have the entire Bezdin there. So you need to have a Bezdin of Shivim Shalecha to be the Bezdin of Angola. Don't say, well, we're a Bezdin of Shivim Shalecha, but 20 guys went home. So I mean, we still have a Bezdin of 23. I mean, it's still okay. It's not okay. Either you have everybody there, call Adat Yisrael, or you don't. But in terms of how the Psak is issued in Okinami by the Rove. By the way, some of the Rishonim say that's Gufo Machlokes. In other words, that this Psak, this Tiyufta, the Rabbi Yonatan, it may be a Tiyufta, but we end up asking like Rabbi Yonatan anyway, because the Mishnah over there says that if somebody argues, that we don't consider it, maybe it's a Machlokes Tanoi. But certainly not the simple Mashmaut. I'm Rabbi Yoshua. If you have 10 people, and this, of course, is what Rabbi Yonatan is already Ma'orer. Who is responsible? There are official bodies that are responsible. So suppose you join up. We've already seen this in Yinagabe Edus. That if you have more than two Edim, all of the Edim share that responsibility. The Din of the Edim Zememim is true the entire Kat. Suppose in a Beidin you have more than the requisite number of people. So you have 10 people come to sit down, and the Yeshua Bedin, you should know that Kolar Talui Bitsavar Kulam. Now the responsibility is on everybody's head. And kids, well, we just came in and we joined. You can't say that. It's basically all of our responsibilities.
Instead of three plus these
extra. Yeah, we sat down. They're all responsible. What's the Kiddush in that? isn't that pshita that they were all involved in the din? No, kamashra afilu talmid yoshev bifnei rabo. The chiddush is, I'm only sitting down here to learn. But I know that you made a mistake, but I mean, who am I to speak up? I have a clear raya that you're wrong. Yeah, but probably he knows better. So you don't have the guts to stand up and give your opinion and to argue. So then you're responsible for the psak. You're mechuyev to.
Does he have a
vote? We learned that out of,
what? Tommy has a vote?
Nobody can set them straight. Right. And because of this, Ravuna, ki avinofik lebeidina, when Ravuna would go out to the Bezdin, maite asarat anoideve raflikam, he would bring 10 talmidim with him. Come, sit down. He figures if we made a mistake, why should I be the only one who gets my head smashed in? Let's share the smashing, right? Ki echad the 90 and shiba mikashur, there'll be enough of us that when the roof beam comes down on our head, at least I'll only get one toothpick of it, you know. We want to split it properly.
Is that really what he's thinking?
Yeah. He wants to share the responsibility. That's important to me. I don't want to take it all on my shoulders. Ravashi, also, when they would bring a trefa in front of him for a psak, so he would bring 10 of the best tabachim in Matamachas. There were bekiim and ilkas trefas. And he would say, let's all look at this together. Motif come in. I only want to get one toothpick out of that beam that's coming down on our heads. So that's the union of sharing the responsibility. That's gufa, the meaning of the Mishnah. It says, having mitavek ba'afar aglehim. Maybe it was, maybe it's a rule. But anyway, having mitavek, he says mitavek is also a lotion of fighting. Says vayavek ishimo. Having mitavek ba'afar aglehim, even though you're sitting there as a Talmud in front of the Rav, get ready to fight, because if he's wrong, you got to fight. You can't sit there and accept what he says. Beautiful. Mamish, this the Gemara.
That's
where somebody comes. You pipe up. Now that you talk to the Rav. There you speak to the client. Here you're speaking to the server. Maybe it's just the opposite. No, because man shamit like the dorsh miyuti kagav na Reb Yudi. The time Reb Yudi omer zot torato ola hi hare elu shosha miyuti. Same thing he says over here. Vibaytema that writer that goes adayan eni omer ba 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 lo mitzid mukman like Reb Yudi. Niktani rova kasha chatu bedin mevina yedeim par alib the Reb Yudi. He holds that the local tzibur is maybe, but the Beit Din is not maybe. It's non Reb Yudah Omer. Shiva shivatim shechatu, maybe im shiva parim. Reb Nachman Omer Shmuel, no. It's not the Mishnah is going like Reb Yehuda. It's going like Reb Meir. Avokachamim omrim yachid shasaborat Beit Din chayav. My Reb Meir, my Rabban, and the Tanya. Horu v'yasu. Reb Meir poter, v'chachamim mechayvim. Now, who are they? So Elam of Beit Din, Maitem and Rabbanu and Mechayvek, V'otanya Yochol Oru Beit Din, and the Beit Din themselves were Asu. Yochol, they would be Chayev in a parallel Dover. Talmud Loma, HaKahal V'yasu. Ma'aseh, Talui B'Kahal. The Hora'ah is Taluyah B'Beit Din. Ela Horu Beit Din V'yasu Rov Kahal. So then why would Rabbi Meir Pat? That's Rabbi Meir, like our Mishnah. Is chayav. Omer of Papa, why? Maybe Kuleyama Yochichel Saborat Beit Din is potter. Question over here is whether a Beit Din could be mashl brov tzibur kamifle. Mar savar Beit Din mashlim lorov tzibur, or mar savar ein Beit Din mashl lorov tzibur. What's wrong with that? I'll give you another one. Ibaitema. Horu Beit Din v'asu ruba shel kahal, and the chachamim of Rabbi Shimon, who holds that the tzibur brings and the Beit Din brings, masha ein kein, the other shita is that the tzibur It brings in the Beis Din, doesn't bring it. Peturim. Or Ibayatima, Shevet Shasabarat Bidino, and it's its own Beis Din, the Bechachom over here being Rabbi Yehuda. Tatanya Shevet Shasabarat Bidino, or Shevet Chayav, Rabbi Meir says your potter. Or I'll give you another one, Ibayatima, Kigon Shechatu Shishav, and Ruba Shokahal, or Shiva, Vapishenam Ruba Shokahal. Umati Timanim Shimon Elazar, the Tan Shimon Elazar, and Rabishvo, Chatu Shishav, and Ruba Shokahal. Or Shiva Avabishan Rumbashakavish Chayovim. Omer Vasi, let me tell you something. The din of the Kahal, once we bring it up here, Alecha Charov Yoshvei Eretz Yisrael. Shemavaya Shalomo Beyete Yatechak, Vecho Yisrael Mimo, Kahal Gadol, Milavo Chamat Adnach, Mitzrayim, Vezni Hashem Elokinu, Shivat Yamim, Veshivat Yamim Arvas Hayom Nalo, Mirte. Kti Vecho Yisrael Mimo. What do we need Kahal Gadol, Milavo Chamat Adnach, Mitzrayim? Shema Mina only. That area is called Kahal. Hanach lo yikri Kahal. So pshita merubin v'nitmat. That's the same achlok as we have by Rav Shimon v'Rabbonat, by the case of the Kohen who was mitmaneh acharkach, the Nasi was mitmaneh acharkach. But what about the other way? What about muati v'nitrabu mai? Mi pliga Rav Shimon v'Rabbonat, even in that case. And we would say Rav Shimon da'azo bata yediya is mechayim v'Rabbonat, also basa chata is patrialo. Mai. No, v'tizbra. Ima the shamdeh of Shimon Hazo, av batar yediya. That's in a case where the yediya and the chatar was both with a chi of karba. But you should be av yediya without even a chet. How can he say such a thing? He never said such a thing. Mishamatle, dimkei leitiki hashta, el Rabbi Shimon chata'a v'yediya boy. Now, iboilo, how about if horu beitin chelav muta? Vosu miyatakal, and then Chazru Beit Din Bam, and then again they were Horu, and again Asu Miyat, which added up to the Rov, a different Miyat. Ma, do we say, Kivin Dishte Yididot Nino Lo Mitztarev, or do we Kivin Dividi Vidichelev, Umitztarev? Vim Dim Tzoloma, Kivin Dividi Vidichelev, Umitztarev. How about Miyat Bechelev Shagavaya Keva, Umiyat Bechelev Shagavaya Dakin Ma? Hochavada, I mean, they're darshening it from two separate psukim. So Lo Mitztarev. Let's say in Tipsalom a shame chelavu, and therefore it's mitzarev. How about miut bechelav miut bedam? Would also be mitzarev. So alchavadai, it's trei yisurei ninon that aren't even similar, and any yisurei shavas, so it's lo mitzarev. Or Dilma give the carbonin shavas mitzarev. Ve'im tibelom give the carbonin shavas mitzarev. How about miut bechelav miut bavadat kochavimal? Alchavadai any yisurei shavain carbonin shavas. Or do we say both of them as a chi of karet, which is a star of teikud? They boil. Horu beitin shechelev muta. Vosu miyatakal. Now that beis din dies. Comes along another beis din. And they also give such a ra. Now miyat, different miyat. And now it's a bit star of the rov. So alibit amand the omer, the beit din is chayev over here. They're not around to be chayev. So loti boil. Chaletna. Ela, ki ti boilacha alibit amand the tzibur might. I mean, obviously, the tzibor is koi. Oh, Dilma, you need to have the idea of the Beit Din that issued the Rabbi in a take. Amar Rabbi Yonatan, if you have Meyash, Yashvul Orot, then they would have to have a unanimous opinion of the Meyash. They chayav shiro kula. Shemavim kol adat Yisrael yishkot yishku kula. Om Ravun Bereder of Yahushaya. How can I have a mistara? Because look, kol adat kula. Kamel ruba kukula. And over here, for some reason, it says Davka Koloida. So all the kacha. So then what you're already saying, Koloida, would be afilin miya. Tanan, Haru Beidin viyadach ad mihim shito, O Talmid vero uilo ra'a, v'holach viyasa alpiyem, bein shasu viyasa imaem, bein shasu viyasa achrehem, bein shalo asu viyasa, harezeh chayav v'bein shalo talab ha-beiti. So, hai hu de chayav, ha-acher patur, v'amai, ha-lo nigmar ho-ra'a. I'd explain this. Hakama eskin and kagon shiirkin ahu acher echad miyem biroshon. Okay, so it looks like he went along. Tashma haru beidin liyadach and miyem shetav amar lam toinatem harei lo peturim. Time of the omar lam toinatem to rashasik mishtak chayavim. And it would be gomal lo haram. Amay lo haram kula. Nah, chidam because shiirkin biroshon. Motiv Misharshas of Khurabotenu. I'll give Rip Shimam Leo the Rabbi Zabit Sadak Shayoimi in Gazwin Gizera Latsibur and King Robert Sibur and Lamoito. The Om Ravada Barava Micro Bame Iratem Neorim Vatem Otiatem Kovima Goikulo or Ochotiva Goikulo. And nonetheless, we say Ruv, Robert Sibur, Rubakakulo, Tiofta Rabionata Tiofta. So Ella Micola Daticam Rachmana Ochikama. E Eka Kulam present for the vote. Haviora. Vilo Laviora. Omer Rabbi Yeshua, you should know that Asarash Yashvim Adin, Kolar Tolui B'Tzavar Kulam, Shita. HaKamashma, Fiyo Talmud B'Fnei Rabba. Ravuna Ki Avinofik L'Vei Dina, Maite Asora Tanoi L'Vei Rab, L'Kamei. Ki Ech V'Namti Tshiba Mikishura. Ravash Ki V'Maite Trefat L'Kamei, Maite Asora Tavche B'Mata B'Chasya, U'Motiv Kamei Amar Ki Ech V'Namti On, Tshiba Mikashura. Following is the daf from the year 2003 in the previous cycle.
The politics. Okay. Fine. Okay, we're holding in Maseches Horias, Yom Yerushalayim, Daf Beis Amud Beis. And we were attempting to define the two shitas, the shita of our Mishnah, which it seems clear that even a Yochid, that is Eise, Behira'ad, Bezdin, is potter, and the shita of the Rabbonon, who say it's only a Rabbim who are Eisim, Behira'ad, Bezdin, who are potter. But a yochid would be chayav, the normal carbon of a kisbar seira, as the case may, as he decides. And we have made the assumption, and today the Gemara is going to question that assumption, we made the assumption that the Mishnah, and the original brisa that we brought with the limud, was the sheet of Rav Yehuda, and the brisa that we brought to show that there's a difference between yochid and rabim, that are in the razdezin, is the sheet of the chachamim. Now the question today is, asks the Gemara, one line up from the bottom. Mimai dekamaisa Rav Yehuda batraita Rabbanan. How do you know that the first braita that we brought was going according to Rav Yehuda, which would mean that the Mishnah that says that a yochid she'asa b'hora'at beitin is patur is the sheet of Rav Yehuda, and the braitas, the Rabbanan, who say that only a rabbim is patur when they're same mechanorat beitin. In other words, wherever beitin brings the par, that's where the osim are p'turim. But where Bezdin doesn't bring the par for Hora'ah, then the Yechidim are Chayovim. Now that doesn't necessarily mean that it's always the case. There may be other reasons they don't bring the par, which we'll have to see. But at least in terms of the simple analysis of Rov and Yochid, how do we know that maybe it should be the other way around, and that our mission is going according to Chachomi? Well, that's because, remember that the entire Raya that we had, what's the basis of the diak in the Torah of Yochid is that Nefesh, Achas, Beasulta. We said, Arevu Shlosha Miyutim, we learned three separate dinim from that single pasuk. And one of the diakim that we made, besides the dinim Lagabe Shabbos, Bat Shanayim Shasuoto, where Echad was Eisa the Akira, Echad was Eisa the Hanocha. But the third diak that we had for the pasuk was our din. That only somebody who is also on his own, but if he's also Barad Bezdin, he's Prater. Now that type of limud, in which where you have miyutim that are all really interrelated and appear to be discussing the same thing, that we darshan each one of them separately, we know for a fact is Rabbi Yehuda's approach to psukim. Man shamet ledorish miyutik hayyam. Who is the author of this kind of approach of analyzing separately miyutim in a series? That's Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, the most famous of such drushas, is the Zot Torat Ha'ola Hi. And we darshan that over here we have Shlosha Miyutim, each one over here is separate. To tell me that it's Daka this, Ha'ola, and it's only this Ola, and it's He, the specific Ola. So what we darshan over here is that if it's the shechita took place in the night, it's possible. Or if the dam was spilled out, it's possible. Or if the dam was yotzei and it was eilon the mizbeach, it should be brought, and so on. What's important for us is that this is a goof for a Yehuda's diak, and it's exactly the same structure as the diak and the brisa that we bring here. Vinogia, the din of Yochid Ba'asota. Therefore, it's reasonable to assume that it reflects the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. The Iboy Seima. Now, if you want you could say, not like what we've been trying to define our mission as, the sheet of Rebbe Yehuda, because Adayana Niomer, Lo Matzita Mukvet Lo Rebbe Yehuda. There's something else that's wrong over here. It's all very nice to talk about the issue that revolves around the din of the Hora'ah. Not even the question of the Yochid being Semech on the Hora'ah. That works out fine with Rebbe Yehuda. The only problem is that the Mishnah has another din that you've been ignoring. And that din is definitely not like Rebbe Yehuda. Because it says over here, Tiktani Rov Kahal Shechatu, Beit Din Mevin Al Yedei Empar. That if it was indeed most of the Kahal, and it wasn't Yechidin, then Bezdin is Makriv a Par. And according to Rebbe Yehuda, there's no such halach. According to Rebbe Yehuda, it's not Bezdin that's Makriv. It's the Tzibor that's Makriv the Par. And therefore, the Mishnah, for a completely different reason, the Mishnah cannot be a reflection of the Sheet and Rebbe Yehuda, because it breaks down in this other din of who is going to be responsible in the case we do have Rovat Tzibor. Because we find the Tznan, we see later on, that it's a Tzibor who might be Beit Din Lo. The Tznan, Rebbe Yehuda Omer, Shiva Shevatim, Shechatu, maybe Im Shiva Parim. Since each Shevet is considered to be a Tzibor, and if seven of the Shvatim, which is the Rov Shiftei Yisrael, even if they're not Rov in the population, if they're Chotei, so now you have Rov of the Tzibur that is following the Psak of the Beis Din HaGadol in Yerushalayim, who brings the Korban for the Maisim that were done? The Shvatim themselves. So that means that the Tzibur is the one, the Tzibur that was Chotei, is maybe the Par Halam Davar Shel Tzibur. In this case, each Shevet is maybe a separate Par Halam Davar. So how could our Mishnah say, and still be consistent with Rabbi Yehuda, that the Bezdin is maybe par, when it's not the Bezdin's responsibility. The presence of the Bezdin is simply to define when there is a chiyav of a par. Was I Sameh on or was I not? But it's the par that's brought by the perpetuators who were Sameh on the Psak of Bezdin, not the par that Bezdin brings for the Psak of Bezdin. So this is a very important machlokas. Rabbi Yehuda Shita does not fit with our Mishnah. And therefore, the truth is we have a completely different approach to analyzing the machlokas, and that's Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel. The way Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel puts it, not that our mission reflects the sheet of Rebbe Yehuda, which obviously it can't consistently, but rather it reflects a third sheet that we haven't discussed yet, namely Zu Divrei Rabbi Meir, our Mishnah that says that it's a halacha even on a yochid, that he could be same if I'm busy, and that he does not bring his own kispa v'seira. That's Rabbi Meir Shita. Avokachamim omrim yachid sha'asabora ad beidin chayav. The Chachamim, on the other hand, hold that a yochid would be chayav, but only a rabbi mispater. What Rabbi Meir are we referring to? Where is this makhluk? It's my Rabbi Meir, my rabbana. The Tanya, haru v'asu. Now, we don't know what this means yet. We're going to analyze it in a moment. First, let's just see what it says. If they were Mora Halacha, and also there was an Asi, and it's not clear who was Asu, Rabbi Meir Poter, V'chachamim Mechayvim. Now, what in the world does this mean? First, let me know, who is it referring to? There's a pronoun here, they did. Who is the they? Maybe we'll finally get an answer to that universal question. Man Asu. So, who exactly are the they? Ilema Beit Din. What are we saying? That the Beis Din was Meira, and the Beis Din did Al Pi Der Psak. Listen, so there's no din of Parhalim Davar Shel Tzibur on that. So how could the Rabbanim possibly say that you're chayav in such a case? My time in Rabbanim demachayve. V'atanya yochol haru Beit Din v'yasu Beit Din yochol yuchayovim. The Brisa says b'feirush. You might think that if Beis Din was both the Moreh and the Oseh, that the Beis Din would be Chayev. Talmud Lomar HaKahal V'Asu. Therefore, the Torah stresses, Me'inei HaKahal V'Asu, that it's the Asiya is in terms of the Kahal. So therefore, Ma'aseh Talui B'Kahal, V'Hora'ah Tuliyah V'Beis Din. So it can't possibly mean that what it seems to be saying, that the same people who were Moreh in Beis Din were the people who did it, because that's not what the Pasuk is referring to. Ella, the only way apparently to understand the Brisa here, is Haru Beit Din V'Yasu means they. Really, they, the same they that we've been talking about, the Ruah BaKahal. Is that what it means? So, how could Rabbi Meir possibly say you're potter? I mean, if Bezin is a chayim for Horon, I see as a cow, what are they chayim for? That can't mean that either. How Allah, the only way to understand it is that what Rabbi Meir is saying is that Horu Beidin V'yasu Mi'ut Kahal. Point over here is, we're talking about Horah with an Asiya, but not an Asiya that's b'chayev aparalim d'vashim. And now the question is, welcome here for you. So, Ma'asav ha'yochi cha'asav ha'orah ad beitin potur, as the Rebbe Meir said, lamrot ha'uvda, despite that they are yechidim, they are still going to be potur. So, in other words, he holds a shita that parallels Rebbe Yehuda shita, the yochi cha'asav ha'orah ad beitin is potur. The advantage, of course, in saying that the Mishnah is going to leave it to Rebbe Meir, is that we don't run into the problem of who brings the potur. And then the Mishnah will be consistent with saying that the par is brought by Beit Din. It's only Rabbi Yehuda who holds that we bring it by the Tzibur. So therefore, the Machlokas is Gufa. And that's the explanation of the two Shitas here, not the explanation that you sought in Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachon. Omrif Papa. The kule alma yochich asab or ad beitin patur. The truth is, everyone here may well hold that the yochid himself is patur. The question over here may be a unique case in which we're questioning whether the bezdin's asiya, as we said, it is the asu. Now you're right. Of course, the bezdin isn't going to be chayav the par on their own asiya. That's not our question. The question over here was. Suppose you have 3 million people in Klal Yisrael that did not do the Savera, and then you have 3 million minus 70 that did the Avera. And if you include Bezdin, who also did the Avera, you now end up having a robe that did the Avera. So now the question is Bezdin part of the Kahal vis-a-vis the Asiya? Or is Bezdin out of the entire set of the Kahal? There's two separate issues. There's the Morim, and then there's the Osim, which is dependent on the Kahal. That's our question. So, Baruch HaMifrege, Mar Sava Beit Din Mashlin L'Rob Tzibur. So, one man, the Arma holds, you can add Beit Din as Yechidim in terms of their actions. The Ohra is a separate issue. Mar Sava Ein Beit Din Mashlin L'Rob Tzibur is a completely different issue. And that is more consistent in a way with the careless use of the pronoun viyasu. I mean, it certainly seems to refer back to the same people, horu, and the same people viyasu. So a beautiful explanation without creating a machlokas about yochichasa barad beis. Or another pshat, bibay sema. It may well be that you're right. The case is horu beis bin, and somebody else did, but not miut rubo. So what's the issue? Oh, I'll tell you. The chachamim over here are nonetheless the same. The din over here, man chachamim Rabbi Shimon, yom tzibur maise, ubeis din maise. The question over here is, what is the machlokas over here? I mean, why is there even a question? No. The question is, who's going to be doing the bringing? That's the shayla. Is there a separate chiyav on a bezdin and a separate chiyav on the shevet? Yeah, a completely different issue. We'll see all of this later on. Vibais Eman, or maybe the pshat over here is that it's talking about Sha'asu is a single Shevet. So Shevet was Isa, Beiraz Bezdin, and over here the Chachomim are going, I'll leave it to Rabbi Yehuda, to Tanya, Shevet Sha'asa Borad Beitin, Oto, a Shevet Chayav. That's the Chiddush over here in the Chachomim, and that's what they're arguing with Rabbi Meir. Again, nothing to do with all the issues that you're claiming, but this whole thing is so vague. I can give you any number of possible explanations of the machlokas of this brisa. Well, I'll give you another one. Anybody saying, well, maybe they're arguing in the following. In a case where you have six shvatim that are chote, who represent rove of the population, or you have seven shvatim or chote who represent a miut of the population, but a rove of the units of the population, which is shvatim. So there, perhaps, is what they're arguing. You could go in Shechatu Shisha, Vein Rubo Shel Kahal, Oh, Shiva, Papishen Rubo Shel Kahal. And then it would be going over here, I'll leave it to Reb Shimon ben Elazar. The time Reb Shimon ben Elazar Omer Bishmo Chotu Shisha Ben Rubo Shal Kahal O Shiva Apati Shein Rubo Shal Kahal Chayovim. Okay, so you have four or five possible explanations without being able to make this into my focus. Excuse me, vis-a-vis our Mishnah.
So the counting of the tribes would count ladies,
so
would work with 13.
Yeah, we'll see all the listening of our ladies. Omravati Ubohora. When you're talking about population, by the way, you forget Jews in Chutzlarts. They're not part of Yisrael. So you go only Halecha Harov Yoshvei Eretz Yisrael alone. Because it's only in Eretz Yisrael. This is the beautiful Zohar that says this: Mika Amcha Yisrael, Goy Echad Ba'aretz. The Zohar says that's the chat. Goy Echad Ba'aretz. It's only a Goy Echad Ba'aretz because Eretz Yisrael is the only thing that's mitzarek people to be part of Am Yisrael. The mice, if you live outside of Eretz Yisrael and you have no connection through Eretz Yisrael to Am Yisrael, then you're just your groups who practice the religion of Yisrael, but you're not really members of Klal Yisrael.
Like you have to have like a robe on in Yisrael or something like that. I mean, because it's such a mute anyway.
That's a question whether Yisrael the Klal is considered to be mitzuref into an am unless you have robe and eretz. Since I gave all understanding of the dinim of Yovel and so on, that it's only kisharov at tzibur, you know, that whole issue of kolat tzibur. But the Zohar and the Jewish press? So, where do we see this in the Pasuk? Shinema v'yas Shlomo v'ita yetachag v'chol Yisrael limon. It says that all of Yisrael was with him. And then it defines all of Yisrael. It says, Kahal gadol milavo chamat ad nachal mitzrayim lifnei Hashem elokeinu shivat yamim v'shivat yamim arba'a asa yom. Nah, I don't understand this. The Pasuk just said, v'chol Yisrael limon. So I mean, I said, obviously, I mean, whatever it is. I mean, what's the point of saying, Kahal gadol milavo chamad adnachal mitzrayim lomali? Whatever Kol Yisrael is, it is. Shema mina, that proves that this is the definition of Kol Yisrael. And anybody who lives outside of those boundaries are not part of Kol Yisrael. So, hani hudi ikri kahal Yisrael, avahana klu ikri kahal. People that are not members of Eretz Yisrael are not members of Yisrael to count in kol v'asu, ha-kahal v'asu. They're not the kahal. Says the Gemara, pshita merubin v'nifmatu, ana pluktu d'Rabbi Shimon v'Rabbana. Now we have a very interesting machlokas that isn't directly nogea, the sugya of horayot, but we want to make it nogea. And that's a machlokas as to what the din is for a kohen. We know that there's a special halacha of a par kohen mashiach. Par Kohen Mashiach means, it's very similar to a Par Helen Dover, and it means that the Kohen personally, Kohen Gadol personally, is not chayev the way a normal person is chayev on doing an Aveir. He does not bring a Kisper Seira if he makes a mistake in the labeling of Chayev. No such korban. But he is chayev where he is personally Moreh Halacha and follows that mistake in Hora'ah. And then he brings a special carbon, which is only brought by him, which is the Par Kohen Mashiach. Now, there's a machlokas over there between Rabbi Shimon and the Rabbanan as to what the din is if he sinned when he was not a Kohen Gadol, and then he was appointed Kohen Gadol, and then he finds out about his sin. So the question is whether the Yediyah subsequently is, since that's the Dover that's Mechayev, in a sense, because I don't bring a carpet at all, is the idea of the Chet. So that is defined by the time of the idea, in which case it would mean that you have the Kohen Gadol now, who knows, or whether we should say, but at the time that he did it, that he was not a Kohen Gadol. Now over there, we have a Machlokas. The guy, he did not find out over there. And he, it's actually the same question is asked about a Nasi too. Not in terms of Hora'ah, but a Nasi brings a Sawyer where a Yochid brings a Sira Kisba. But okay, both of these have this question. So now what happens over here is the either Kohen or regular Kohen or somebody who was not yet a Nasi goes and does a Chet that would normally be Machayzim as a Yochid to bring a Kisba or a Sira. He's now appointed as the Nasi. So had he done the Chet then, for sure he would only be Chayav a Sawyer, not only, he would be Chayav a Sawyer, not a Kisba or a Sira. Or he becomes a Kohen Gadol, in which case he's not Chayev at all, because He didn't make this Behura'ah. So they now become what they are. So Chachomim say they're Hedyotot, because at the time that they did their faith, they were immediately chayev to bring the Kizbar Sirah. They just didn't know it. Rabbi Shimon says, no, he says it depends. If when did they find out? If they found out before the Minui, then indeed you have a chayev of the Kizbar Sirah. But you need to have found out to have that chayev. But if they only find out afterwards, then you don't have the chiyuv of Kizbar Sirah. Now that machloket, the Gemara is suggesting, would apply here as well. In that if you have a case where Bezdin was Mora, and at the time that the chet was done, there was a rov, they were Meruvin. In which case, now there's already a chiyuv to bring the Paral and Dov. Now what happens is that some of them die. And in the new demographic survey, we discover that the group that was chote now is actually, because of attrition, there's fewer than there were in the other group. Right? So what's the halakha? L'chora, that should be a direct expression of the din of Rabbi Shimon and the Rabbanan. Why not? It's the same question. Do you go according to the point at which the thing took place? Or do you say, since now at the time that I know, I'll leave it to Rabbi Shimon, we go and say that, well, you can't apply the din from before to now, so there is no longer that chiyuv. Just as for the case of the Sayer, the par of the Kohen Gadol, there's no chiyuv in the case for a Seira. But how about the other case? How about if initially they were Mu'atim? And therefore there was no chiyuv. And now they were Nitrabu. Now the number, the set of people that did the chet are now the rove. Now that is a different question. My. Mi pligi Rabbi Shimon Rabbanan? In that case, would we also say that Rabbi Shimon and the Rabbanan argue, and over here it's not really similar 100% to the other case, because in the case over here, when they were muatim, there's no chiyuv of a karban at all when there's muatim, right? So, I mean, now, in that case, there was a chiyuv. The chiyuv was defined by the state of the yochid, who was not a nasi, or the kohen hedyot, who was not a kohen gadol. But in this particular case, we don't have a chiyuv that's defined previously at all.
Is the kohen without a korban?
No. None whatsoever.
So, but
there was a chiyuv on him of a korban. Now the question is that chiyuv maintained? Okay. Yeah, it's a good point and much discussed. Unfortunately, I'm under tremendous pressure because of the Azkara for Reb Shlomo Seidman, so I can't go into it as much as I would like to. Please forgive me. But we will undoubtedly get back to this topic in any event. So. Yes, thank you for mentioning it. So the question over here is, would they argue, would we say, Rabbi Shimon does about a yediya mechayev? Since according to Rabbi Shimon, we go according to the time that I find out, and over here when we find out that we made a mistake in the Hora'ah, so at that point already we're talking about the role. So then now you're chayev, the part, just as if you became the Kohen Gadol. And according to Rabbanan, who go according to the time of the chait, at the time of the chait there was not a role, and there you would be patur. Allah. Or do we not say that? Your whole logic, it doesn't make any sense. But Tizbra, I mean, you're trying to apply that. Did you ever see such a shita, Rabbi Shimon? Did you ever see such a shita? Aim with a shaman leila, Rabbi Shimon, they also ask batar yediyah. The only time that we find Rabbi Shimon following the yediyah was after to have a yediyah. V'chat abechiyu. What did Rabbi Shimon say? He said, careful. I will be mechayev you if, as the Kohen Hedyot, or as the Hedyot, or wasn't the Nasi, you both were chote and found out about it. But I will not be mechayev you if you were chote in one state and yodea in the other state. And you're trying to extrapolate from that if I'm only a yodea, because in this case, as a yodea, I'm chayev, because at the time of the yodea, I was a rove, that only for yodea I will be chayev. And Rabbi Shimon never said that. The most that he said is that if the chet and the yediyah occur together, then we follow that state, but if they don't occur together, then we don't. And over here, you're correct. You said the Adiyah alone would be Mechayev the Bezdin, whereas before they were Potter. Excuse me? He never said any such thing. I mean, if he held that, why didn't he say that, oh, if the Kohen found out after he became a Kohen Gadol, he should bring a par. Did Rabbi Shimon ever say such a thing? He said he's Potter. So the idea obviously is not Mechayev him all on its own. So too here, the idea would not be Mechayev the Beit Din to bring the par either. Ella Rabbi Shimon Chata'a V'Yediyah Boy. He requires both the chait and the idea together. Baruch Atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Shehakol Nehiyeh B'Dvaro. Hiboyevo. Horu Beit Din Chelev Mutar. Suppose Bezek comes up with a psak. Chelev is mutar. Now we'll see what that means. It doesn't literally mean that they're Oker Adin from the Torah. That we'll see in the next Mishnah. But in any event, some element of Chelev is mutar. The miut of the Kahal does it. Bezdin now realizes they made a mistake. They give out a psak, we made a mistake. Then they have another meeting, as you know, we were right the first time. And now they're paskening again. And again, miut of the Kahal does it. And together, the two miut of the Kahals with the two separate piskei halachas end up to be rov of the Kahal. So, Mahu, do we say, even the shtei yediot in ulomit tzarek, is there a concept of yediot of the Beit Din being mechalek for the osim? Or, even the innovative chelev umitzarev, or the horah is not the issue over here. I mean, the horah is a condition. But in terms of the atzia, what difference does it make vis-a-vis the osim, which particular horah it is? We were all doing the horah of Bezdin. So perhaps that would be enough to be mechayev. V'im timtzilomar kim didive chelev umitzarev, if you're going to tell me, but the bottom line is, it's the same horah. How about if it wasn't exactly the same horah? How about if the first Hora'ah had to do with Chelev Shal Gabe HaKiva, and the second Hora'ah had to do with Chelev Shal Gabe HaDakim, for instance? Okay? Now, it's both Hora'ah and Chelev, but, I mean, they come from very different sources. In the Torah, one is a Diyak and the Psukim and Gabe Shlomi, and one it says the Farish, it's a Chelev Shal HaKiva. So, do we look at that as two separate things, or are they also mitzvareth? So, Mal, HaKavadek, even the betray Kroikos, you know mitzvareth. Here, perhaps you could say that since the basis of the halacha are two separate psukim, we cannot put them together as one psak. Odilmak even the idi chelev who mitzaref. Or can we say? But the bottom line is, there's only one chiyuv in the Torah for chelev, and it's all the same chiyuv karas, and therefore all the same basic korban that they're going to be bringing. So maybe it would be mitzaref. So if you're going to tell me that even in such a case, imtim tzolomar. Shame Chelevu, that the name of the Yisra over here, the name of the game is Chelev. Therefore it's Mitztarev. How about Miut B'Chelev and Miut B'Dam? How about if it's two separate Piskei Halachas? One in Chelev, one in Dam. So what's the name over here? Hachavadai. I mean, I know your first reaction is to say, well, it's Shrei Yisraim, you know. And it's even the Yisraim Shavala Mitztarev. And it's not the same Yisra. How could there be Mitztarev? Odilma Kiven de Korbanan Shaveh Mitztarev. Or do we say, but it's, really that's not an issue. The issue over here is its determination of whether you had a chet that was mechayev a kispura se'ira, or a chet that is mechayev a par. And the kispura se'ira is generic, and the par is generic. So therefore, as far as the interrelationship between the chataot of the yachid and the responsibility of Beit Din, the bottom line is, Beit Din failed their responsibility. In two separate ways, but I mean, the bottom line is it's a failure of responsibility. The Tzibur followed that failure. What's the difference whether it's in the direction of Chelev or the direction of Dan? It's all the responsibility of Beit Din. They go ahead and they bring their Korban. Ve'im tim Saloma. And if you want to say that even the Korbanan Shaveh Mitztarev, that even in this case, I'll say, since it's a generic Korban, the Kisbar Se'ira, so you'll be Mitztarev. Aha! How about if one of the hora'ot had to do with, let's say, chelev or dam, and one of the hora'ot had to do with avodah zarah? Now, if there's avodah zarah, you cannot have that kispur se'ira korban. The yochid is limited to the se'ira. The bezah doesn't bring a par elam davar shel tzibur. It brings se'irei avodat kochavim. So it's no longer an issue of a generic reliance on the tzibur and the bezah that fails. And therefore, in this case, I would certainly assume that over here, Hacha Vadai, neither the Yisra is Shaveh, nor is the Karban Shaveh, and therefore, it certainly should not be mitzvah to be one Rov HaTzibur. What do we say? Again, all we're interested in is the responsibility of the Hora'ah, of the Bezdin, the Eine Ha'eda, to give direction to avoid these types of situations. And in that sense, it's a generic failure. They fail to prevent the Tzibur from being Nichshal in the elements of Koresh that is their responsibility. Teku about all of this. Now, Iboyelahu, Horu Beit Din Shechelev Mutar. How about another issue? The Bezdin gives Orah Chelev. The mute of the Kahal listens to the Bezdin, and now the Bezdin is replaced. Meit Oto Beit Din. And now we have another Beit Din, the Amad Beit Din Acher, who went ahead and gave exactly the same fact as Rabboteinu HaGdolim Aleihem HaShalom and so on, which seems to be a minhag b'Yisrael, you know. And they went ahead and they gave the same wrong psak. V'chazru v'horu v'yasu miut acher. And now they went ahead and they also did miut. Together we have the rope. So leave it among the Omer Beit Din Maisel Otiberlacha. Let's know. I mean, obviously, if we're coming to analyze whether the Bezdin is chayev, and how can the Bezdin be chayev if they weren't the ones who existed at the time? I mean, so that's an impossibility. No, let's not. Keep the Baruch Hu to the Bandiyama Tzibur Maise. Question over here is, according to Bandiyama, Rav Yehuda, he says that the responsibility is incumbent upon the Shevet itself, the Tzibur that does. What would be the difference? Do we say, look, as far as the Tzibur is concerned, what do they care who the personalities are up there in Bezdin? Bottom line is, Rova the Tzibur was Samech on the Bezdin, I've got to be Yerushalayim. The Tzibur is now responsible, and therefore, Tzibur, okay, the Tzibur is still around. Odilma, Yediyah Dahu Beit Din Dehoru Beit Din. Or, do we need, in order to have the Tziruf, the Yediyah, now, of the particular Beit Din who was Moreh, and then that becomes that which is Mitzarev, the two groups over here. We don't have that because we have two separate Batei Dinim. Take with this, too, is a problem. Amar Rabbi Yonatan, Meyashi Yashvila Horot, Ein Chayavim Ashi Yoru Kuvan. Even if 100 people sat down, so maybe Beit Din had extra people come because initially there were Dayanim that had said we can't reach a conclusion, or some are Medayik from here that has a right to invite additional Dayanim if they want to have, a deeper. But,
is the
Beit Din always the Sanhedrin? Yes, it's always the Sanhedrin. Because it says, Me'enei Ha'edah. So, nonetheless, they would all have to be Moreh. Meaning, you would need an unanimous decision. Shenemar ve'im kol adat Yisrael yishgu, achi yishgu kulam. And that means, achi tipshot Torah abe kol adat Yisrael. The entire Einei Ha'edah. Over here, understand the Adat Yisrael as the ones who sat down to be Moreh. They all need to participate in this Hora'ah. Omer Rav Huna b'Reid Rav Yosha, Afinami Mistavra. The truth is, it's very reasonable to say that, because if not, how do you explain the fact that the Torah had to stress Kol Adat Yisrael, since always, when we talk about a thing, we always define it as the rov. So if you go out of your way to say Kol, you must be coming to tell me that this is not a case where the rov should define, and I'm insisting on unanimity. Because normally, B'kola Torah Kola Kaimon Rubo Kekulo. We always accept that a rov is the Kol. So why does the Torah also exceed Kol? Why does it say Kol Adat Yisrael? Therefore, I think you are right in concluding that Afilu Hein Me'at got to be coming to say. No, I want you to know that this case is unique, and whoever is there all have to participate. Says the Gemara, now that this is absolutely impossible. That's the Mishnah. Our Mishnah says the opposite. Tznan Horu Beit Din V'Yada Kad Me'em Shetau Ol Talmid V'Ro'i Lo Hora'ah V'Halach V'Yatsal Pihen. Then in a case where you have an individual member of the Bezdin who knows that the Bezdin is making a mistake, or the Talmud that's there, and he relies on that Bezdin, Bein Shasu V'Yasayimayim, Bein Shasu V'Yasachrayim, Bein Shalo Asu V'Yasah, in all of his cases he's Chayev, Mipnei Shalo Talab B'Bedin. Why is he now Chayev? Because he wasn't relying on Bezdin. Okay, but that means that anybody else who was relying on Bezdin in a similar case, where he himself did not agree and he was a member of Bezdin, would in fact be considered to be a Yachid who was told himself on Bezdin would be Potter. So you see from here, you don't need the whole Bezdin for an individual to be potter for being tzar on the Pesach. Now, how in the world could you suggest that we need a unanimous psak where the Mishnah says otherwise? So you see, ha'acher, another person, not him, would be potter. V'amai, ha'lo nigmara ala hora'a. In this case, there was no gemar hora'a. Rabbi Yonasan is forced to say, the man lowered his head. Not that he was truly in agreement. As if to say, I give up. Well, some learned it to get rid of an abstention. In which he was saying, look, well, what can I do? This is the rove. You know, I have nothing more to say. I see everybody's against me. I represent the Basiafim. Zolzainazay. So, in that case, they went ahead and they were more now, without taking his das into consideration and so on. But it's not unanimous. He simply bowed to the tzibur and never expressed his das against it. Yes, some learn from here that there's a getter of abstention and that the only chiyav is zolchaz nish on this issue. That the only time, it's very nogea of the chlal, how we deal with biskei bezbin. For instance, there's a Ramban that says that the whole din of Bezdin telling you, Yamin, Shu, small, and so on and so forth, is only where you've presented the issues and they've heard them and have taken them into consideration, but not where they haven't heard the issue. Because if you know they're making a mistake. If they examine the issue and then they say, Afal Pikein, our judgment is that your points are not valid, then you have to listen to the Bezdin, and so on. So here, this is a nogea, that whole shaila. If the person does not express his opinion to the person, he gives up. So he's Yirkin Rosha. What am I going to fight 100 people over here? So over there, the question is it considered to be Yatsa Hora'a anyway? Tashma, Horu Beidin V'yada Achad Me'am Shata'u V'amar Lam To'i Batem Harei Lo Pturim. If the person says to them, no, you're wrong, so then they're Pturim. So time Ze'am Lam To'i Batem. It's only because he said to them that you're wrong. And then we say that you're potter. But if he didn't pronounce his opinion, hashatik mishtak hayavim. If he doesn't say you're all wrong, even though he doesn't paskin with them, and it's not unanimous, it's still chayav gamar hora'a. This is considered to be a gamar hora'a, even though it's not kol hadat Yisrael. Vamai. I thought we need to have horu kulam. And again, Rabbi Yonasan will say that that's the same case. That's the Hirkin Rosho case, where the guy says, look, I give up. So he's basically accepting the das of the road. Acceptance of the das of the road is not a hora'ah. I mean, the vast implications about this and the whole getter of hora'ah and tera and so on are so enormous that they change one's whole relationship to the issue of the dependency on the Bezdin and so on. But when we finish the Masechta, we'll talk about some of these implications of Bezrat Hashem. So, Masiv Reb Misharshia asks a devastating attack. Some who rabotein on divrei Rabbi Shimon and Gamaliel va divrei Rabbi Eliezer per psotek, shayu amrim in gozrim zerala tzibur elin kein roba tzibur yicholim la'amod. A gezera is only a meaningful gezera if most of the tzibur is capable of living with this gezera. And how do we know that? Mikra. Because the Navi says, Bame'ira atem ne'orim, Voti atem kuv'im hagoy kulo. You make yourselves takonas, with a chayram haka'a, which is a me'ira. Then you don't keep those takonas, which is a direct attack on me. And that is when hagoy kulo. Only when the whole Klal Yisrael is involved in this. But if Rove of the Tzibur can't be omid on it, then that means that it's not included in B'meira Temnori. Does it say Hagoy Kulo over here? Did I miss something? Didn't you just say when it says Kol Ha'ida or Kol Adat Yisrael, it means every last one? That the word Kol means every last one. Well, here it says Kol, and we say, all the Tanoim agree, that it means Rove. So obviously your argument about the extra word kol is not meaningful. So we see from here, it goes out of its way to Pusik to say, the whole nation, which is marked, the whole nation has to be aimed in it, not just rove of the nation, and nonetheless we say ruba kakulo, to Yufta, the Rabbi Yonatan, to Yufta. That is absolutely correct. Rabbi Yonatan is completely wrong about this. There's no din that you need any unanimity when it comes to the din of the Hora'a here in terms of Par Halam Dover. But why then does it say it? Elamai Kol Adat, the Amar Achmana, Hachikama. All that the Kol Adat means is that the whole Beis Din needs to be present. And that you need to have Iika Kulam. If they're present, it's a Hora'a. But if they're not present as the Beis Din HaGadol, they have a quorum for a Beis Din of Esri Meshlosh or whatever, then Lo Havi Hora'a. That seems to be the way that the Rishonim learn, certainly the way Rashi seems to be learning. I must tell you that again, there's a lot of discussion among the Achronim about whether this refers to abstentions, not to the lack of presence, because they're bothered by the fact that it should be Pshita. How could you call it Eini Ha'eda if it doesn't have the physical presence of the Beis Din there? And so this is where the discussions in the Achronim, especially the Chazon Ish, about is there such a concept of an abstention, which would mean that you don't have the presence of the Beis Din, because the Dayan doesn't respond. Omer Reb Yehoshua, once we're raising the question of communal responsibility in a court, I just want you to know that if you have 10 people that are Yoshvim Bedin, then Kolar Talui B'Tzavar Kolar, many stakes is the responsibility on each and everyone's neck. Obviously a person participates. I mean, why would he not have responsibility? Then we know we had those seats in front of the Sanhedrin. And the Talmidim participated, and they had a right to raise their hands and have a ha'ara, and even a Talmid b'tnei rabba who does not do his best to help come out with the accurate psak, and he's embarrassed to say what he thinks, maybe he'll make a fool of himself and so on, he ends up being responsible for that wrong psak too. Rav Huna gavi nafik lebedina. And in fact, Rav Huna, when he would go to Beis Din, even though he was the only one that was sitting on that Beis Din, he would bring ten of the great guys learning in the yeshiva with him. And he wanted them to sit there. He would bring 10 tanoi for the Beis HaMedrash. Come with me. And he would sit them down in front of him. He would tell them, look, if we're all going to get our heads bashed, and it's a big keshura, it's this gigantic beam that's going to be landing on us, at least I only want to get a small piece of it, you know. And Rav Ashi, when he had a problem with trapez, he would actually go out and bring together 10 of the tabachim who had a lot of practical experience in the animal innards and so on. So even though they're obviously not members of Beis Din, he would come and he would bring them from Mata Machaser, where his Beis Din was. Umosi's coming, would have them sit in front of him and examine it and tell me what you think and what's your experience. He too said, I can't take all this responsibility on my own little head. So if I'm going to get smashed, let me be get smashed with a piece of kindling wood, not with the whole Korah on my own head. Gentlemen, I'm going to ask you to forgive me that I'll stop here. We'll finish with our Shabbos because of the Azkara for Rav Shlomo Seidman that we need to make.
Is there anything you say that the minority side not agree with?
Of course they're both.
It's only people who...
Yeah. I didn't hear what?
No,
we had to cancel it because we forgot it's the Azkara for Seidman. We have to run to the Beit HaChaim. Thank you.